This is Matt Wells at UN News. In the Lao People's Democratic Republic, commonly known as Laos, the UN is involved in an emergency relief operation after a huge dam breach on Monday released floodwater that destroyed entire villages. According to IOM, the UN Migration Agency, people fled the disaster with nothing. Speaking from Bangkok, the agency's Chris Lom told UN News' Daniel Johnson how the agency aims to help in the worst affected areas.
Well, the situation at the moment is that an assessment mission led by the Lao authorities that is leaving tomorrow, and one of our medical specialists who has worked in the area will be accompanying that mission. So that will be, I think, the first serious attempt to assess the damage and to see what remains to be done in terms of rescuing people and getting them out of the area to safe places.
Do we know how many people we're talking about?
Well, the figures at the moment are a little sketchy. They are official figures that have been issued by the government and published by the UN Resident Coordinator's Office. We feel that they are probably estimates at this point, and this assessment mission is really going to try and provide better data for the emergency response.
Now, the UN Migration Agency, IOM, has just released $75,000 to help the victims of this dam disaster. Of course, that's not going to go very far. I think the IOM has said that. But what will it do to kickstart the emergency relief operation?
Well, in the first instance, the money will go towards providing the things that the displaced people need immediately. Most of them fled their homes with nothing. And so there's tremendous needs in terms of clothing, for example. They're also going to need mosquito nets because it is a malaria endemic area.
So you mentioned malaria, and the risk, as I understand it, isn't that high right now because the larvae and the mosquitoes will have been washed away. But how can you help to prepare for the risk, which is likely to return in a few weeks?
The first thing is to get as many mosquito nets into the area as possible. Mosquito nets are essential to protect the people who've been displaced, the people who are living in often pretty makeshift shelters. When people leave the displacement centers that they have been evacuated to, many of them will be going back to villages with very poor shelter or makeshift shelter, and that is going to expose them to malaria infection. And the people at risk, of course, are the old and the young, and it's very important that they're protected with nets.
But amid that, we have reports that several bridges have been washed away and access is extremely difficult. On top of that, it's raining extremely hard. So what are your hopes of actually being able to get to those who need your help right away?
I think it is going to be very challenging. I think the government response was prompt. They managed to evacuate a lot of people. It's not clear that everybody has been evacuated, and I think this upcoming assessment mission is going to provide us with some solid data to actually move forward on the emergency response.
What are your priorities in the country, given that it is relatively poor? What is IOM trying to do?
IOM has a long-term commitment in Laos. Laos actually became IOM's 171st member state in June of this year. After a fairly long relationship, we first started operating there in 2002. We would like to see this emergency response essentially get these people back on their feet, you know, rebuild their shelters, their villages and so on, but also in the longer term, improve their lives. And so I think IOM has a long-term commitment in Laos, and we want to see this new relationship that we have in the government move forward and be positive for these people who are, as you say, very poor.